Love Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say, you're moving on. Then you say, I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Yamsuf Arif, what is the Real Talk for Real People study show? Well, it's a study show that investigates, do a thorough investigation, critical analysis and assessment a bird's eye view, turning over every leaf, every stone, leaving none unturned, and crossing every T and every I, and coming to some firm conclusion. What does Yah say in a matter? Instead of being presumptuous and leaning to our own understanding, we steer far away from that, as far away as humanly possible, from leaning to our own understanding and being presumptuous. That's why we do these studies, and we do them intently. We don't do skip to the loo, my darling. And you may be asking yourself, what is skip to the loo, my darling? Is, well, go to that book, go to that chapter, go to that book, go to that chapter, then go over there and then jump back this way, skip over yourself and go back the other way. No, we don't study like that. We study in its, the context and content of the subject matter in its entirety. We take one book, one chapter, we studied the whole chapter in the context and entirety, as we suspect the Almighty would have us study them, so we can come to some clear conclusion and then make the right application in our lives. And we hope that you feel the same way. Some of your lead student investigators is Yom Sufar Reed, that's me, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan, Cartrell from New York City. And some of our young students, lead investigators, is Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Yakira from Hawaii. The most important, entity in these studies is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Bless and praise his holy name. But before we get started in our studies, if you get tired sometime and you feel I'm thirsting for righteousness, well, several of the lead student investigators on this show, executive elders in the nation of Israel. We are executive elders on the council. I, Cartrell, and Sister Yehudi are executive elders. Go to the website that is there. It can help you in so many ways. Yah will gather us. Yah will gather us. And then you can have some more intimate detail and knowledge about who we are, what we are, and what we are about. But yesterday I was thinking about something. I neglected to mention on contemporary subject matter, before we get started in our studies, before I bring the other lead students home. And I want you to see yourselves, if you're new to this show, that you are a lead investigative student also. Okay? So don't leave it all on us. The onus is not on Atriel, Sister Yehudi, and Yom Sufar Reed, Ezekiel, nor Yakira. The onus is on you too. Don't take our word for it. You study along with us, and you go back and you do some more study. Okay? Praise Yah. But I like to make one contemporary subject matter. Maybe two. 13 individuals died in a fire in Philadelphia yesterday. And seven of those individuals were children. And I pray the Most High restore their souls for his name's sake. I love children. And their lives expired at the course of that fire in Philadelphia. And also I saw Smokey Joe Biden speak about the insurrection in this country. And I saw Nancy Pelosi, the House of the Speaker, the Speaker of the House, the speaking. None of the Republicans were there. It goes to show you something. If you're keeping up with the things that are going on in this Western Hemisphere, they want them some Donald Trump. Good, bad, and mostly ugly. They want him. And so what this, should that say to you? These folks are rotten, liars, and crooked. That's what it should say. And you better watch out and steer clear. And you better keep connected with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Because truth be told, Donald Trump is not in charge of a damn thing. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub is in charge. Matter of fact, he's running him. He don't even know it. He's got about 30% of this country at each other's neck because of this madman, this Nero fiddler on the roof. This man didn't care anything about them before he became the president. Now they love his dirty drawers. What a shame. My name is Yom Sufar Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Let me bring on our lovely sister from Detroit, Michigan, Elder Sister Yehudi. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Show
What's wrong? Shalom, shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I hear you loud and clear. May the Most High bless you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I was taking a look at it, too. How they're going to do this every year. This is anniversary. And what's interesting, because this man is wealthy. And
right.
You got Caucasian people out here struggling, just like we are.
Right.
And they go after the wealthy. So I don't put too much stock, but I'm more concerned is with our people uniting in any way possible and learning the best way to live out life while we're in this is a united front and have each other aware of what's going on. So that's my main thing. And I'm humble that the Most High is still gracious to bestow me with people, positive people. You're one of them. I trail is another, not in that order. And the two young people that came into the Real Talk, I'm humbled by all four of you because I've learned so much. And as we go through these studies, we grow in our patience, we grow in our humbleness. So I thank you, young two.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to say this. I'm appreciative of you, sister, but I'm always learning. There's not going to be a day I don't learn, and it won't stop till the casket drops. And so I won't come off presumptuous of know-it-all, and I will never tell you I know it all. But I continue to study with you, and I'm very appreciative and of your kind words. May the Most High bless you.
And that's what we're supposed to be, to let it be true, let those kind words be true, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. May the Most High bless you, sister.
And so your mom. I always think about your mom. I never forgot about, yes, and your mom.
Yeah, thank you, sister. That's thoughtful. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Let us bring on Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
New York
Shalom.
City.
Shalom.
Shalom, brother.
Praise Yah. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How's everybody
Hallelujah.
Doing?
Hallelujah.
Most God bless y'all. Everybody
praise
out there on the sound of my voice. Most God bless.
Praise
God. Yeah, man. America's in trouble. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Because what they did last year on January 6th could be classified as treason. And the penalty for treason is death. They handling this with kid gloves, huh? And if they don't nip it in the bud, it's going to be another civil war in America.
It is.
Based on the comment out of New York City, Donald J. Trump.
Cartrell,
yes, sir.
Fellow investigators, let me tell y'all something. If it had been us doing it, they'd have had the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, they'd have had Salvation Army, Red Cross, they'd had Army, Navy, Marines, they had called up everybody. The little Boy Scouts would have been tying us up in knots, the little Girl Scouts would have been throwing Girl Scout cookies at us, and they had Jerry's kid, they had everybody throwing rocks from the top, and they'd have been blasting, believe it.
It would only have been a family get-together in the Capitol.
Yeah.
But Cartrell, you know, how can somebody be so filthy to go somewhere and defecate in the hallway of anywhere? You got to be an animal.
Listen, you ain't seen nothing. I work construction. And the things you see on construction site in the bathrooms would make you puke every day.
Right. Animals.
Yeah.
That's why we got this virus. People just
animals. Defecating coronavirus.
I didn't know. People could be that nasty, man. I didn't know people could be that nasty.
That's nasty.
Writing messages on the wall with their waste. Like, who does that?
Oh, Lord. For real? Ooh.
You serious?
No, man. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Say it ain't so.
It's so.
Yep. And they try to compare our people with the Zohar. Like, okay, say that to my face.
Right.
Even though being there in March didn't result in a lot, but one thing it did prove in history, you had over 1 million men. There was no shooting. There was no fighting. There was no litter. Don't that prove something?
There was no storming the White House, no storming the Capitol building. And they could have easily done that.
Yeah, could have overwhelmed it. But that we're not filthy like that. That's not the way we do things, bro. We just don't operate in that fashion.
And they were serious. Hang Mike Pence. They had a gallows out there for him. Mm-hmm. They had to tuck him away in the basement. But
were the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts
away from them? But you got to give him credit because he did the right thing as far as democracy is concerned.
As far as democracy.
There was some Republicans there today. Liz Cheney and her father, the only two Republicans that saw that today was the day you're supposed to be there because it was the right thing to do, at least in their political world.
Right.
But trust me, if that kind of stuff happened in any other nation, heads would roll.
In China, in Russia.
What?
What they call it? What's the name of these countries they call them? I don't know. It's a funny name they call them. Like a second tier. They ain't putting up with Taiwan. They ain't putting up with that. Into China. Ain't nobody putting up with that nonsense. But see, that's how they treat universal white race supremacists. And they felt they had the right and liberty because I'm white, I'm right. And y'all, I know y'all ain't gonna do nothing to us. They wish they didn't. But like I said, let it have been us. They had the Air Force, the Army, the National Guard, the Marine. They had the Navy and flying warships. They had the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the little Boy Scouts would have been tying us up when they bust our heads. The little Girl Scouts would sleep. They had everybody on deck. Believe
it. What would they have done if it was some Arabs or Ishmaelites?
Oh, man, just like us. Just like us. They are kinfolk. They'd have busted them up, too.
Well, history was made today. The city of Dearborn, which is not too far from me, have an all-Arab city council. I knew that was eventually going to happen.
Right.
And I believe an Arab mayor, because it's predominantly Arab in that
city. I think I saw that, Sister Hootie, several weeks ago. I was quite impressed that Ishmael was running things in Dearborn.
Right.
And I think the whole city council, if memory serves me correctly, Sister Hootie, is Arab.
Yeah, the whole city council, because it's the largest Arab community in the United States.
And see how Ishmael works together? See how they work together? Ishmael know how to work together. Unfortunately, we don't. We get a little something. We forget each other. You know?
I'm going to tell you something about Ishmael. How we count today? That's his system.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? The Arabic numeric system. You got Roman numeral system.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Arabic, which we use. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's Arabic.
Right.
People don't realize that. But they hate Ishmael so much. Huh?
Yeah, they hate Ishmael. They hate Ishmael, just like they hate us.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do. Some of them don't, I talk to. Depends on where you are.
Yeah, well.
I've been treated nothing but kindness, so.
Yeah, well, look here, don't get caught home alone with them. I remember one time this sister went out with these, they were members of some sports thing, and she went to the house. It was a sleepover. And they found her the next morning, threw out of a window, said she jumped, okay? So I'm just saying.
No,
just
but
don't
I don't agree
home
with everybody.
Alone.
I don't agree with what they do with us, because not all of us are reckless. There's good, bad, and different in every.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I go. The Most High is the Elohim of all nations.
There you go.
He's creator of all nations. So I would agree with you on that. I would concede on that point. But Sister Yehuda and Cottrell, our dear young brother, fellow lead student, has shown up finally. Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Ezekiel, shalom, shalom.
Hey, Ezekiel. Shalom. Shalom,
it's
elders.
It's good, fam.
Yeah. Yeah, everything all good. So I give all the praises and all the blessings and the glory go to our heavenly Abba, yeah. And I'm back here talking with the rest of our brothers and sisters that's listening in. Something just real quick, I apologize, some stuff that I deal with, the things, you know, I don't want to be really around anybody because I have to, you know, deal with what I got to deal with and stuff. So,
right.
That's why I apologize to all, and, you know, I'm back and everything, and ready to share whatever knowledge and wisdom that the Most High may have bestowed on me. I may bless y'all with it, so.
Your real voice.
Right. And help is on the way. Help is on the way. Don't let nothing get you down, bro. Take us.
Right.
We have 60, 70, 80, there are 180-something years, 80-something plus years between Katria, myself, and Sushi Hootie. And by our experience and our observation, you're going to have lows, you're going to have highs, but keep moving. Keep pushing, keep going forward. Don't get caught up in the morass and let nobody pull you down. Keep it moving, brother. Keep it moving. The morass. Yes.
I like the way you say Hawaii. Sounds like
yes.
You're saying, how are you?
You know, you knew your brothers. Thank you, because y'all speak a little, like y'all speak the Queen's English and whatnot.
No,
Queens,
man.
English. I mean, what did y'all say? Matter of fact, they came from Britain. Why did they lose their British accent? I said there. They should be talking like that. I said there. You should be talking like that. Okay? But y'all got this old distinct little whiny nose talking, and you will talk about the brothers down south. Come on, man.
Please. Excuse me, sir. Would you like some more tea? Help me be a book.
I said, Ben, you guys are from the other country, eh?
Hey, up yours, you bloody white girl, your yanks all the same. Oi!
I have no idea where this conversation is going, but it's nice to hear somebody that from your country. Spotted too. I haven't heard that in a long time, lad.
See, now that's how y'all should be talking. But what did they lose their British accent? And there are Australians, all those
Hawaii.
Ain't
nobody going to Hawaii. Ain't nobody going to Hawaii.
Like I said, she's from Hawaii.
I'm going to Hawaii. No,
I'm going to Hawaii.
I'm good. How are you?
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I ain't going to tell y'all again. Y'all better stop making fun of my country. And so we all got different twangs out here and stuff. All of us don't sound like that. So, you know, I want you to scurry along and stuff. You know?
So do the folks down there say Hawaii?
How do folks down here say Hawaii? Just like I said, Hawaii.
Go Hawaii?
Hawaii?
Hawaii.
They shouldn't go to Hawaii.
Leo, we digressed for a minute and we've got some laughs. But now it's time to get serious. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Now, when we get into chapter 8, don't mix both of the chapters up. You have one chapter talking about Emmanuel and talking about a child born in the house of King David and so on and so forth. When that child develops, that's the sign that the Most High said. And now here's another chapter talking about another child in the same dimension and context of what they're talking about, but it's not talking about the same child. It's talking about a different child, a child that's born by Isaiah. This is not Yah's child. This is Isaiah speaking. Let's see what Isaiah says. Let's keep in context, okay? Praise Yah. May the Most High bless us, and may he direct and order our steps so that we lean not to our own understanding. chapter 8 of Isaiah. I'll give you a few seconds to get there. Praise y'all.
Hallelujah.
The Elohim said to me, who is me? Isaiah, get yourself a large sheet and write on it in common script for Mahashalah Hasbazah. And call reliable witnesses. Call the priest Uriah and Zechariah, son of Jebareisha, to witness for me. Isaiah says, I was intimate with the prophetess. I don't know. They don't mention her name. And she conceived and bore a son. And Yah said to me, name him Mahashalah Hasbazah. For before the boy learns to call mother and fathers, the wealth of Damascus and the spoils of Samaria and the lights of Rizin and the sons of Remaliah shall be carried off before the king of Assyria. Not only did he give a sign to King Ahaz, far as Emmanuel was concerned, who were born in his household. At that present time, he's given a further sign to Isaiah to confirm, and the name means quickly to plunder. The name of his son means quickly to plunder. They will be plundered by the king of Assyria. Go ahead, Kadri.
Yah is dealing directly with his prophecies with Isaiah the prophet himself. Not
exactly.
Through some virgin that's going to have a child that
no.
Before he grows up to learn right from wrong. Now it's directly in Isaiah's house. His wife
right.
is having a child.
Right.
That's a timetable, in essence. Because
right.
He's giving
a
him a
son. It's a confirmation. He's
yeah.
there with King Ahaz.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's dealing with Isaiah, as you said, in a time frame of similar in nature, and to reaffirm what he just told King Ahaz by virtue of the sign he sent to him for confirmation, to confirm it.
Well,
now he's got two
witnesses.
It seems
like he just told him, but
right.
seven to 8 years must have passed.
Right.
Now Isaiah is getting ready to have a baby, and his time is getting ready to the judgment that y'all was talking about on Ephraim and Damascus is about to happen.
Finna go down. And he's reconfirming this to Isaiah the prophet.
Yeah.
You know, so let me reconfirm. Right. And then he got two witnesses. He's got, Uriah, the priest, Uriah and Zechariah, son of Jebareisha, to witness. So he's got a confirmation from Yah, what he wrote on that sheet. He's got witnesses to confirm what Yah told him, what he wrote on that sheet.
Elder.
I like redundancy. And what Yah is being here, redundant. Reconfirming what he already said to King Ahaz in chapter 7. And the sign he sent him, the woman in his household, having a son named Emmanuel. Now, after time has went by, he's reconfirming what he already said. I love redundancy. Yeah. Again, the Elohim spoke to me.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
I think Ezekiel want to say something.
Oh, okay. Speak up, young man. Speak up. Get up, shut up, and sit down.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry.
No. Real quick. Just realize what they're saying here, too, what the Torah says. You know, this is the
right.
law, you know. By the mouth of two or by three or more witnesses, let everything be established. So
yeah,
as
exactly.
you see here,
exactly.
The Most High repeats himself because we hard-headed,
right.
number one. And then two, he has to do it by witnesses. So therefore, they understand that, look, I sent you two witnesses and everything I'm saying to you, I want you to do. If you don't do it, or whatever the case may be, then, you know, you can never say that I didn't tell you or whatever the case may be, you know. So
just pay
attention to all of this stuff. But go ahead, Elder. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Praise Yah. Again, the Elohim spoke to me. Who is me? Isaiah. Thus, because that people, who is that people?
Israel.
You better believe it. Has spurned the gentle flowing waters of Siloam. Assuredly, my Elohim will bring up against them the mighty, massive water of the Euphrates. The king of Assyria and all of his multitude, it shall rise above all its channels and flow over all its beds and swirl through Judah like a flash flood, reaching up to the neck. But with us is Yah, whose wings are spread as wide as your land is broad. Band together, unify, O you people. You shall be broken. Listen to this, you remotest part of the earth. Gird yourself. You shall be broken. Gird yourself. You shall be broken. That's why I said we're broken people. Patch a plot if you want it. It shall be for. Agree on an action. Go to Black Lives Matter. Go to the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. You can even join the LGBTQ and XYZ trying to get at you and me. It shall not succeed. But with us is Yah. Yah got us in this situation. And Yah is the only one can get us out of this situation. So no matter what, just like our founding fathers found out, and that time frame which he was speaking about, which is a residual effect, he's speaking to them, but it applies to us too. Look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, let me finish. They're still waiting on the vote. They're still waiting on the vote. Come on, man. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So, what's I saying? Whatever plan you devise, it's going to fail. He says, get ready. My book says you're going to be shattered. Get ready because you're going to be shattered. He says, state a proposal, but it will not stand. Why? Because the Most High is with us. Anything that we plan, plot, scheme, try to do outside of his plan, he's not going to let it work for us.
Right. Because I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I just broke y'all up, but I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to make
That's
sure
right.
my plan is in action. I'm going to make sure my plan is fulfilled. I got my eyes on you.
And he's going to make sure what he prophesied and what he told us was going to happen, he's going to make sure he's there to see that it's executed.
To come to fruition.
That's right.
Praise God. Thank you, Cottrell.
Mm-hmm.
You must not call conspiracy all that people call conspiracy, nor rebel what it rebels. You know, we like to have parties. We like to have parties when we ain't completed nothing. We had a party when we marched and got shot up and water hose sicked on us, dogs sicked on us. We had parties right after Emancipation Proclamation. Oh, we love having parties. And that's what the Moses said, don't reveal. Don't be having no parties. But it ain't going to work out for you. We had parties during the penance system. We've been having parties since COVID-19. We've been having parties since the rioters run up in the Capitol. But for what? All to no avail. Because the Most High put us in this situation. There's only one remedy. There's not the Emancipation Proclamation. There's not a vote. There's not a party in the Congress. They're not the LGBTQYXYZ trying to get at you and me. There's nothing going to get us out of the situation we're in unless we do what the Most High mandates, which is cry out to me. Cry out about your founding fathers that you recognize they were crooked than a dog's hind leg, and you are too. And then unify together. Hold on, let me finish. We don't do that. Unify together. And then take care of one another. That is the solution. I don't care how many books you read, how many titles you got, how many folks you got in your little splendor organization. That is not the solution. That's being presumptuous and leaning to your own understanding. That's not what the Most High gave you to do. And that's not your remedy. That's not your answer. Go ahead, who was speaking?
I was wondering what verse you were reading.
I'm sorry about you. Let me go back up. Verse 12.
Yours reads different than ours. Mine.
What's yours say? What do yours say?
Verse 12.
Okay.
You are not to say it is a conspiracy. So
right.
It's Isaiah. Regarding
right.
everything that this people call a conspiracy. Because we call everything
right.
a conspiracy.
Right.
And Isaiah, you are not to fear what they fear or
right.
be in dread of it. Whatever they fear, you shouldn't fear it or dread it.
Now, I like
that's
that.
All perfect.
I like that. I like that. It makes sense. And it
what
says,
is your book called?
All you must not call conspiracy. All that people call everything they say is a conspiracy, as you say it. Nor reveal what it reveals, nor hold in all, I guess everything they hold in all, none but the Elohim of hosts shall you account holy. Basically, you shouldn't focus your attention on one another. You should focus your attention on the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Give reverence
right.
to him alone. Hold him
yes.
alone and all.
Right. Can I insert verse 12? We got another version. Let's try this one. Verse 12.
Okay, be my guest.
I like this one. It
okay.
says, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threat, nor be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. I mean, all of them has the same thing. We can come to that conclusion. All of them have the same thing. None but the Elohim of hosts shall you account holy. Give reverence to him alone. Hold him alone in all. He shall be for a sanctuary, a stone men strike against, a rock men stumble over, for the two houses of Israel, and a trap and a snare for those who dwell in Jerusalem. Y'all say, I'm going to trip y'all up. The masses shall trip over these and shall fall and be injured, and certainly they were and certainly we are, shall be snared and be caught. Bind up the message. Seal the instructions with my disciples. So I will wait for the Elohim who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. And that should be your attitude. And I will trust in him. Here stand I, and the children of the Elohim has given me a sign and portent in Israel from the Elohim of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. That's where I got my instruction from, what he's saying. Now, should people say to you, go out to Sister Teresa, who do conjuring, inquire the ghosts of familiar spirits, the chirp and the moan, for a people may inquire of his divine beings, of the dead, on behalf of the living? I mean, you going to go to Sister Ruby to inquire of me on behalf of the living? You going to go to dead for instructions and message? Surely, for one who speaks thus, there should be no dumb. I ain't no light going to come. If you're telling the children of Israel, go to Sister Ruby and Father, get something from the dead folks. Go to the dead folks to get something from the living. Ain't no dawn. Ain't no light going to shine on them. Because instruction can't come from those entities. Solutions can't come from those entities. You can't get any solution from the dead. And you going to people that's going to that to get solution from them. Ain't no dawn going to shine on me. And he shall go about in a wretched, in it wretched and hungry. And when he is hungry, he shall have rags and revolt against his king and his divine beings who he go to. He may turn his face upwards or he may look below, but behold, distress and darkness with no daybreak, straightness and gloom with no dawn. For if there were to be any break of day for that land, Israel, which is in straits, and we are in this western hemisphere, only the former king would have brought abasement to the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, while the latter one would have brought honor to the way of the sea, the other side of the Jordan, and Galilee of nations. If they was going to get right, they would have got right, and they would have came to me. But they're seeking their solutions from every other entity but me. So as a result, as in the case of our 10 tribes, we don't know where they at. In the case of us, we have knowledge of where we at, but in our minds, we don't know where we at. Because why? We refuse to honor Yah, refuse to heed the counsel. We try to find any kind of way out of this situation. We try to do many splendid groups. We try to not unify together. We try to hate on one another. We try to go to all kind of demonic sources to get answers. Where Yah said, you ain't going to find no dawn, no daylight, no get right. And you're going to suffer the consequences of your actions. But even that being said, I left you solutions to mitigate your suffering. To mitigate your suffering, shall I give you some forgiveness and bring you back home? And what did I mandate you to do, Israel? I mandated you to cry out to me. Cry about what your founding fathers did. Cry out what you'll continue to do. I mandated you to unify together, not get in no many splendid groups. I mandated you to take care of one another, the needy, the widow, the homeless, and so on and so forth. That's my mandation. Anything else you're adding on to it and subtracting away from it. I didn't tell you get into these small, many splintered groups. I didn't mandate you to put titles on yourself. You got warehouses of titles, which I didn't give you. They ain't doing you a world of good. Everybody wants to have a title. I didn't tell you in the mandate, give yourself some titles. I didn't tell yourself in the mandate to splinter off of one another. I told you what to do. Praise Yah. Katriel, Sushahuti, and Ezekiel. Y'all have the mic.
Yes, sir. You have the mic. Your book reads so different from my book.
I got the Tanakh. But if you need to go back over something, Katriel, I mean, you got the mic, brother. Do your thing. I ain't mad at you.
I'm going to go back and read from now.
Okay.
What chapter?
Same chapter.
I meant to say verse. Sorry.
9.
Verse 9.
9.
Mm-hmm.
Be broken, you people, and be shattered. And listen, all remote places of the earth, get ready and be shattered. Get ready, you'll be shattered. Devise a plan, but it will fail. State a proposal, but it will not stand. For Yah is with us. So again, I'll say that when we veer to the left or veer to the right, the Most High God cause our plans to fail. So Yah spoke to me with mighty power and instructed me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, right? You can't walk in the way that our people are walking because they're broken and they're shattered. You are not to say it's a conspiracy regarding everything that these people call a conspiracy. You are not to fear what they fear or dread what they dread. And right now, there's a lot of fear and dread going on in the midst of our people. It is your army. You are to regard as holy. Our people regarding men as holy. The Pope being one of them or whatever Messiah you're looking for. The Most High is telling us that we should only regard him as holy. And he shall be your fear. We should fear him and him only. And he shall be your dread. If you got any kind of dread, you should dread and fear Yah, what he got coming for the wicked. Then what? He will become a sanctuary, right? That's a small place of refuge for those who are godly. both, but to both houses of Israel, he will be a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. That's if you're not doing the right thing, because Yah is with us. And a snare and a trap for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. That's what happened to them, because Yah was still there. Even though they were doing what they were doing, Yah became a stumbling block and a trap for them. Many will stumble over them. Then they will fall and be broken. They will be caught in a snare. So listen to this. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. That sounds like New Testament stuff. And I will wait for Yah, who is hiding his face. From who? From the house of Jacob. I will wait eagerly for him. Behold, I and the children whom Yah has given me are signs and wonders in Israel from Yah's army who dwells on Mount Zion. So Isaiah is declaring that Yah is using him as a sign to the nation at that time, that he's telling you something is going to happen to y'all if y'all don't listen.
That's right.
When they say to you, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter, should the people not consult their Elohim? So, like you said, we go to Sister Cleo and all these other places, palm readers and reading Harvest books and all this. We should consult Yah, not these scientists, Dr. Fauci. Should they consult the dead in behalf of the living to the law and the testimony? If they do not speak in accordance with this word, what word are we talking about here? We're talking about the word of Yah. It is because they have no dawn. So if people aren't speaking the word of Yah, thus saith Yah, they don't really have any light. And what's going to happen to them? They will pass through the land, dejected and hungry, and it will turn out that when they are hungry, they will become enraged and curse their king and their Elohim as they face upward. See, your book can say that. They're going to curse God because they were consulting mediums, and now they're hungry, and now they're enraged. They're going to curse Yah, like Job's wife told them to do. Then they will look to the earth, and behold, distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be driven away into darkness. So much different from the way your book read out.
Exactly.
You have Zebulon in there and ships. How did that happen?
Because when that child was born, this one in this particular, that's when, wasn't Damascus be up under, Damascus would be destroyed by the time he was out before.
Yes.
Right, Carcino? Okay, or something. I want to make that clear to the listeners. That's why we go over. It's not that what anybody is saying is wrong. It's just sometimes, since no one's calling in, trying to be considerate, people may be a little confused. You just try to make it simple, like you always say 4 years ago. But to try to make it simple for them. But like you said, they got to find out for themselves.
Yeah, so it depends. It depends upon what interpretation they're studying from, because there are several different interpretations. But here's the deal. Find a conclusion. There are all similarities in these interpretations, and that's what you can get out of it. The core of the matter is this, that similarities. There may be some, I don't know why they added in Zebulun and Naphtali and so on and so forth, the two tribes. But Ephraim, what he was speaking of. And so, like I said, the core of the matter is this. There are more similarities than not. And so, as I said, I'm studying from the Tanakh. I don't know what Cartrell is studying from, but as I said, there are similarities.
Yeah,
this is the New American Standard Bible.
Okay.
Who is?
And y'all know that the masses exist today, right?
Damascus, yes.
What country is Damascus in?
Syria, I believe.
Ain't that in line with what we're reading?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Ezekiel, you're over there quiet. Get up, speak up, shut up, sit down.
I was back. I was back this up with the law. I'm gonna go to real quick. Leviticus chapter 20. anybody could start at verse 1 if they wanted to, but I'll just go straight to the point. Verse 5 and 6.
Right.
It says, then I will set my, this Leviticus 20, verse 5, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off and all that go a whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. Verse 6, and the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am Yah, your Elohim, and ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am Yah, which sanctify you. Now, I'm back one more thing about the fear with the law. Deuteronomy 31. Excuse me. And I'll start at verse 3. It says, Yah, thy Elohim, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as Yah has said. And Yah said, Yah shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And Yah shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For Yah thyself, he it is that do go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Praise God.
These are laws that the Most High told us that we need to have. As again, he didn't create us with the spirit of fear. So
right.
We have to rely on the Most High for everything. And I'm not saying it's an easy thing, you know, and when I say it's not an easy thing, because you've been dealing with fear for your whole life, basically. You know, you have to really dig deep and have put all your trust in the Most High. Believe that he's going to get you out of every and anything. He's going to be there, you know, protect you from all things and stuff, and, you know, any wickedness of this world and stuff. He's got you.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ezekiel. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you miss out reading something did you miss out the part where he said, be in fear and put your trust in Black Lives Matter? the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, universal white race supremacists, the LGBTQ, XYZ, trying to get at you and me. Did you miss them? Am I missing something?
Dr. Fauci.
Yeah. All right. I stand corrected then. I'm sorry. I'm reading something different. I'm reading from another book.
Okay. Wow.
I just want to make a little comment on what you read initially, the first part of what you read, dealing with the medium and the spiritualists, right? Dealing with the dead. We know for a fact that King Saul did just that. He went to the witch of Endor and he raised the prophet Samuel's spirit. Which shows what? That necromancy is possible.
It's real.
If you mess around with it, you're going to get cut off, just like King Saul got cut off. And the prophet Samuel didn't have an answer for him. He's like, why are you consulting me? Why did you disturb me? And this is what this is saying. Why would you consult the dead? They ain't got an answer for you. Right?
So what
should they consult
what?
The dead on behalf of the living? Why should you consult the dead? Maybe you're looking for a number to hit the half a million dollar Powerball?
You looking for a love potion?
A lottery.
Yeah, but stop it. Stop looking for the numbers in the love potions, okay?
And then goes with the Ouija board. People play with that Ouija board and get caught up.
Exactly. I don't play with that kind of mess. I don't want no love potions. I don't want no numbers. I don't want no Ouija board. I don't want nothing from them, okay?
I know you've been sitting to you.
Huh?
What's that, Katria?
You've been to see Sister Cleo, right?
I ain't seeing Sister Cleo, Creo, and Cleo, and Dio, and Rio. I ain't seeing none of them.
Oh, yes, you did, my brother. You called me last night because you wanted to know something. Yeah.
Cleo, you on the phone, sis?
That's right. Yeah. Me out here. Me want to give you a fortune telling and stuff. What did you get to me from?
What I call you for, Sister Cleo? What I call you for last night? I call you for some numbers? Yeah, if I call you Sister Cleo, I was calling you to tell you your number's up, okay?
Or me taking all blessings, but me forgot what I told you.
I don't fool around with them numbers and love potions and putting no hates on folk. Like Contrell said, there's some truth to some of that stuff, and that stuff ain't nothing to play with. I don't fool with it. I'm in awe of y'all. If I need an answer for something, I go to y'all. I don't go to Cleo, Rio, Dio, Rio de Janeiro, okay?
You know, chapter 20, debunks what Christians tell us when they say that Jesus fulfilled the law and the law is no more. It says the law and the testimony. They go hand in hand.
Exactly.
Bind up the testimony in verse 16. Seal the law among my disciples. It's supposed to be sealed within our hearts. We're supposed to know it. And you're supposed to wait for Yah. That's why we study this stuff. Who's hiding his face from the house of Jacob? Why are you hiding your face, Yah? Because we ain't doing the right thing.
Bingo.
Why he's hiding his face.
Bingo.
But he's there. Yeah,
bingo.
He's here.
And so my thing is, fellow lead investigative students, y'all mentioned that about his confirmation. Y'all mentioned it about this nation. Y'all mentioned about these soothsayers. There's some truth to them, but you stay away from them. It's true. All right.
You know, stuff real quick. I just want to say this to the listeners, you know. Because you'll have some people, you know, who deal with, spirituality. And like,
right.
And they're like, well, you guys are trying to call, y'all performing witchcraft and things like that. Well,
right.
You know, in essence, they'll sit there and say, well, you guys are performing witchcraft and things like that.
How so are we performing witchcraft?
Well, when I say that, is they say you calling on your power. We're calling on our power, you know, and it's the truth. I'm going to use some spooky words for you, but you do need to invoke the Most High into you. You need to call upon him because that is our power.
But here's the deal. They're calling on the dead for the living. We're calling on the living for the living. See, that's a big difference here. They're calling on the dead that can't do nothing for themselves, nor can they do anything for them. We're calling on the living that created everything and anything because we are the living. So there's a big difference.
They say he died for our sins, right?
Who? I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about the dead. I'm talking about the living. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. The living. He didn't have to die and go into somebody and come back somebody else and whatnot. No, that ain't who I'm calling on. I'm going to the number one source. I'm not going to secondary source that my enemy has provided for me that don't give a rest behind about me, you, or anybody else. They've created this Greek tragedy, and they
the Holy Ghost,
right? And we suck it up, hook, line, and sinker. No, I'm not going there. That ain't never did nothing for us. They burned some of us in some of them churches, okay? They hung some of us in the churchyards. So I'm not going there. I'm going to the Almighty, the God of Abraham. I'm going to the source. And I firmly suggest, suggest you go too.
And the law and the testimony. go hand in hand.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Praise Yah. Godriel, lovely
yes,
sister Hootie, and young brother Firebrand Ezekiel. Praise Yah. That was a good study session. And so now we're going to go a walk me down. Let's see how Yah synchronized these studies. Godriel is going to take us on our final journey and study, and he's going to explain it to you like you're 4 years old. Don't take it personally, because he explains it to me like that all the time, like I'm four, because he always talking about I can't talk. But that's all right. I love him anyway. Godriel, may the Most High bless you. Go on now. Go on, get with it.
Yeah, so.
Yes,
how
sir.
Are you?
See what I'm saying? Y'all see what I'm saying? How are you? Praise y'all.
I'm good, nope. Man. I'm good.
That guy.
I'm good. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
No doubt. We got another psalm, beautiful psalm, lovely psalm. It's the almost the last psalm. It's the psalm before the last psalm. 149. Psalm before the last. We got one more to go. And
right.
Guess what, Sister Yehudi?
Yeah.
I'm turning Proverbs over to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you'll let us with that.
Okay, fine.
Yes. So, Psalms 149. Here we go. Buckle your seatbelts. Praise Yah. Stay with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we read yesterday that Israel is near to Yah's heart, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
In the order of things, right? Israel is near to me at all creation. Everything that I created praises me. Israel is near to me. This is the follow-up right here.
Sing a new song to Yah. Sing a new song.
Yeah, I'm singing. Mm-hmm. Sing a new song. Brother, keep on singing.
Praise
and
God.
Praise in the congregation of the godly ones. You got to be with people that fear Yah. Can't hang out with everybody.
Nope.
You got to sing with people that fear and praise and know Yah.
You know what I said about that, Godriel? You know what I said about that, what you just said? My response is this, and that's why I caution people in their day-to-day existence. You may not get a haircut. You may go to a barbershop. You may not go there to get a haircut. Just go there to sit down and talk to folks. Keep going. Sooner or later, you're going to be in the chair getting a haircut, too. You can't hang out with everybody.
Yeah, that's what happened to Shimshon with the Philistines, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're going to be doing what they're doing.
People.
Hanging out with the wrong people.
So you have to hang out with the ones that fear Yah, right? That's what we're trying to do. We're chasing Yah's way. We're seeking Yah's way. We only tip. We're at the tip of the iceberg, y'all. We haven't uncovered the real jewels of what this really means to us. Israel shall be joyful in his maker. Who made us? Who made us? Did your mother and father make you? They had a part in it. But they didn't know whether you was going to be a boy or girl, tall or short, smart or dumb. Yah made you before he placed you in your mother's womb. Don't you know that?
Exactly.
They was guessing. What am I going to have, a boy or a girl? Now they got sonograms, right? They cheating. We'll look inside to see if he has a little thing and it's a boy. Okay.
Hey, I could have had my finger there, my middle finger pointed out there nakedly. You'll never know. I could have had my little finger down between my leg pointing at him. The hell with you. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to make reference to our ancient mother, Isaac's wife, Rebecca. She had to go
right.
to Yah, like, what the heck is going on in my womb? Like,
right.
There's some chaos going on in there. And he had to
right.
explain to her, two nations are in your womb. What?
So Yah gave the first sonogram.
How you do that?
Huh? Yah gave the first sonogram, okay?
Yeah. The first sonogram. I'm telling you what's going on, mama. Two nations.
Exactly.
What? I placed two nations in your womb. You did what? Why you do that? It's bad enough. They're trying to have a baby. You put two what? Two nations battling.
Two nations.
What even born?
Esau and Yaqub.
I didn't even have to tell y'all who it was, but that's how y'all rose. He creates you before he placed you in your mother's womb. Our maker, Israel, he made us. People don't like us. They hate us. But what can we do? This is how he made us. Some people try to alter how Yah made us. Michael Jackson. What you trying to do?
That came to mind.
Yeah. That's the first person I thought of, too.
Yeah, that came to mind. First thing.
Cool. Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a handsome brother.
Yeah,
man.
The way he was.
Yeah, all the sisters, all
just the
sisters in my world wanted him. Like, why you want to change, bro? I'm
right.
trying to look like you.
Yeah, everybody's trying to be like.
Huh?
I mean, I thought I was always trying to sing like A B C. It's easy.
No.
Okay,
all right. Not even close.
Cool.
You sound more like Tito.
Oh, good.
You told me to keep. You told me to keep singing. Okay.
We sing what you want
to
sing. ABC ain't no praise to y'all, man.
Okay, let the children of Zion exalt in their king. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Anyhow, who made us?
Most.
Yeah.
And we're going to be joyful in our makeup, won't we? That's his promise to us, isn't it? No matter who hates us, I don't like your hair. Wrap that stuff up. Cut it off. Cut them dreads. No, this is how y'all made us. What you want us to do? The sons of Zion shall rejoice in their king. Who's our king? Who's our maker? Who's our master?
Yeah.
We're already ready in Isaiah, right? An ox knows his owner. An ass is master's food. My people, they know. They shall say, praise. Who's that? Somebody needs to go on mute.
Yeah.
Quadrille, try it.
We shall praise his name with dancing. That's what we do, right? We come with all kind of new dances, right? Come with all kind of new songs, right? That's us.
Mm-hmm.
They shall sing praises to him. That's twice with the tambourine and lid. You ain't got to take lessons to learn how to play the tambourine, but you do have to learn, take lessons to learn how to play the lyre. For Yah takes pleasure in his people, and we should take pleasure in him. It should be reciprocal. He will glorify the lowly with what? Salvation. Not these haughty, arrogant, narcissistic, it's all about me, egotistic dudes. Who's going to glorify? The lowly.
The meek
shall inherit the earth. The humble he loves. The lowly. He's going to glorify them with what? Salvation. Everybody trying to get light right now. Trying to get shine. No, be lowly. Humble yourself like Job, son. The godly one shall be jubilant in glory. So you got to fear Yah. You got to follow Yah's way. You got to know Yah's words. And you have to make yourself a godly person. And what does godly mean? What does that mean when you say godly? Does it mean to act in the way that the Most High does? Merciful, caring, giving?
Scripture say kind ones.
Loving? Huh?
Kind ones. The ones that
right
are kind.
To? Upright, to be godly, is to be all those things, right? They shall sing for joy on their bed. See, you can sing anytime you want, Yamsu, in your bed, as long as we don't hear you. The high praise of Elohim shall be in their mouths.
Hold on. Wait, I'm okay to sing in the shower and in my bed, but don't go public. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yamsu almost lost it. It went right over his head.
No, Yamsu. Sing the high praises of Elohim. That's our strength, brother. That's what's supposed to be in our mouth. Don't let nobody take it out. I don't care how hard we crack on you, bro. Okay? And a two-edged sword in your hands. Got to do your thing. To execute vengeance on the nations. That's what we're going to do? Oh, Lord have mercy. Don't tell Israel that. Execute vengeance on the nation. That's Yah's job. He's the commander.
A two-edged sword. Yes.
And you're not doing it with no weapon. These weapons are your mouth. So you have to watch what you say, because your mouth has power, especially if you like a godly person like Prophet Isaiah. Your words will bring people down. To execute vengeance upon the nations and punishment on the peoples. Do the peoples need punishment and vengeance on us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They're so far away from Yah, they don't even know it. To bind their kings with chains, Donald Trump. And their dignitaries with shackles of iron. If you're still out there, Henry Kissinger, to execute against them the judgment written. See, Yah's writing everything down. Oh, he's got his Melokim, his angels writing everything down. We can see that in the story of Job, because he knew everything that they were saying. And based on your conversation, based on what your heart is doing in this life, is being written down. This is an honor for all his what? Godly ones. That's the third time that phrase came up, the godly ones. Hallelujah. Anybody stay with me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
That's all right. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Sister Hootie and Ezekiel, you have any commentary?
Just don't sing out loud. That's all. No.
You're moving in the wrong direction.
Oh, shoot.
Praise
Yah.
You're moving in
the
wrong direction.
I heard
the
corner of your house start falling down.
Praise Yah.
Oh, the corner of your house started falling. Now your roof and caved in. Stop while you at it.
The Most High is so merciful. Makes you laugh, smile, feel at peace. That peace of mind, no matter what's going around us. Sometimes people don't want to talk about it. Just lately, they say, I don't want to talk about this. It's too depressing. I said, okay, but I don't have any fear. These things must be. You're going to have people going with all kind of doctrines, all this confusion. I said, it's happening. Shortage of food. What went on in the Senate today? 13 people dying with fire. They believe it's a tree. Unless someone put a tree in your house. You know, I-95, all those people for 24 hours. We can go on and on and on and on. But he said, do not fear. Do not fear the people. Don't let them get you upset. And don't be afraid of them. Rejoice in his name. And
we
our weapon
afraid
is
to be in that lowly position. We're afraid to be in that lowly position. We think it's a weak position. But we read in Isaiah that Yah is with us no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And he will elevate us out of that lowly position with what? Salvation.
Thank you.
We want salvation?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants salvation? Raise your hand.
Me.
They're not teaching our people the proper way to receive it, right? Also has a message on how to attain salvation. It ain't wicked people are showing our people.
Kindness. Who ever heard of such a thing? Of fighting with our brothers and sisters. Of anger and strife. The spirit of deceit and deception is floating all around the world. Such degradation. But Yah has a plan. And it's simple. Like he said, open book test. And go back every day and read it and grow from it. And inspire us even through our trials and tribulations. That's why I'm thankful. Salah.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You can.
You know, real quick, this is what I was talking about, you know, the word, I use the word invoking, you know, invoking the Most High into you and things, you know, keep him around you, call upon him, you look upon him, you know, you asking and praying to him, talking to him. These are all, this is the power that he gave us with our mouths, you know, and
we speak in these words and things, we pull in that power into ourselves. So therefore, it gets rid of all of these things. Fear, you know, fear clogs, you know, can cloud your judgment. It could stress, sickness, you know, all of these different things, assumptions, you know, this stuff can, it causes a domino effect. That's why when you're dealing with fear, just real quick, even, you know, used to play, just give you a real, you know, lifetime example. For instance, I used to play semi-pro football and, you know, kickoff return or kickoff, you know, we're running down that field full speed. You know, you got some guys running at 4.2, you know, almost 4 seconds every 10 yards. You know, it's like two steps every 10 yards. It's how fast guys are running. And it's like you're coming down that field, and if you're acting scared, that's when you get hurt. And it's a known fact. You know, it's like you shouldn't be scared of anybody on that field because you got the same helmet on, same pads and everything. You know, it's another man. So why are you afraid of him? You know, why are you afraid to block him or, you know, do something, you know? But I've seen it many times just on a carnal aspect of when the spirit is dealing with the fear, dealing with that spirit of fear, people get hurt. And with that being said, you allowing that spirit of fear to lead you, or you invoking that thing into you, and therefore it's a real spirit. So therefore, that's why you look drained, you look depressed, you're stressed out, you're not thinking clearly, you know, you're going through all of these things, it's all confusion. And yet the Most High ain't an author of confusion. He gives you all the things you need, all the things you want. You just turn to him and bring him into you, call upon him, and keep his law, statute, and commandments, and he'll give you whatever your heart desires to that level as a nation. So therefore, we won't have these things, like, say, you know, being just like the Most High, because we're supposed to, we have all his attributes. We just decide not to deal with it because of, you know, the seven things that the Most High hates, you know, is pride, proudness, you know. If you can't get rid of that, then all these other things come into play, and therefore you're not even respecting your own people. And yet, it ain't you're disrespecting your people. You're disrespecting the Creator, the Most High himself. So these are some things to, you know, stop thinking about. But anywho, that's all I have to say. Much love. Shalom.
Thank you very much, my dear sister and brother. And Contrail. Our dear brother from New York City. I don't have any commentary on what was said other than Contrail did a good job. Ezekiel and Sister Hootie did a wonderful job at giving their commentary. So there's no need for me to give any further commentary. Other than the fact we're finna get ready to get out of here. We don't know where you're going.
One thing. Tonight, excuse me, sir, is the story of Emmett Till. And, you know, so far they betrayed him, a very young, enthusiastic young Israel boy. He was sitting on the train. He's excited by going to the South. And so excited, he sat near some Caucasian people, and they looked at him real funny like he's a piece of dirt. We must not forget, when you read the scriptures, it's breathing. It's life. We must not forget the ones before us that paid a price. Like Floyd, he was sacrificed through the whole world saw it. And the tale back in the 50s of what they did to him. And like how they hung us on trees, fed babies alligators, our beautiful brown babies, raped the sisters and the mothers. And the son, that cannot be forgiven. Only the Most High. He said, vengeance is mine. Even with that in the pain, teach your children, people. Teach them the right way so it won't be another Emmett Till. And we could have Emmett Tills that are
alive and growing and prosperous. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sister Yehudi. And I think it was a wonderful memorial you gave to the young brother, considering what he went through, his last days and last minutes. We should always be cognizant of what our brothers and sisters have gone through and still continue to go through and not be dulled by it. Those things should be always fresh in our minds, not only that the Emmett Teals of our time went through, but what we're going through at this moment. Let's not these things dull our senses, and it becomes that's just the way we operate. It's collateral damage. When any Israelite woman or man or child is killed, it should always be fresh in our mind and be cognizant. The Jews tell you, we'll never forget, and neither should we. We'll never forget, and we shouldn't forget. That being said, as I said, again, thank you, Sister. That was a beautiful memorial to young Emmett Till. May the Most High bless him and restore his soul for his name's sake. And I would love to speak to that young brother about his last moments, terrifying moments, a 14-year-old boy over nothing. Madness of universal white race supremacists in this Western Hemisphere. And you know what the thing about that, and I'm glad you mentioned and brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
If people are surprised about their response on their capital with these people, I'm not surprised, because these people think they have a right to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it, run into the capital, defecate on the floors, beat up police officers. They think they have a right to do this because they're part of the club, universal white race supremacists. But they don't have a right before Yah, and they're going to have to answer before Yah in a final analysis. But the Emmett Teals in the world of the days gone by and the immaterials of the world of today and in between.
The godly words shall be jubilant in glory. They shall sing for joy in their beds. High praise of Elohim shall be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nation and punishment on the peoples.
Praise Yah.
All the things in change.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. And vengeance is mine, said the Lord. What does that suggest to you? The Most High calls the shots. You don't, I don't, no one else does. The Most High tells us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And when you start doing things outside the scope of what the Most High does, you're being presumptuous and you're leaning to your own understanding. Stop with the titles. Stop with the special, splendid groups. And stop because you got 40 people over here, 100 people over there, 10,000 people. If you're not doing what Yah says, it's not going to do your world of good anyway. It's true. So stop with the nonsense. Do what the Most High mandates. Yeah, it's vanity. Stop with the nonsense. Do what the Most High mandated you to do. Cry to him. Unify together. Not many splendid groups. Take care of your poor, your needy, your homeless, and so on and so forth. And always be cognizant of your brothers and sisters. And that's why King Dawood was cognizant. And that's why we share this gift with you. No, we can't give it to you. You have to go to the Most High in prayer. The gift of a new spirit and a new heart. That new spirit should be contrite and humble. Contrite before the Most High and humble. Not seeking titles, adulation, and humble toward showing common courtesy to one another. Because you know that person looks remotely like me, meaning that the Most High has high esteem and regard for that person as he had for me, and I ain't got no business talking to any kind of messy old trashy old way. Also a new heart, like King Dawood had. And what did the Most High say about King Dawood? He was a man after my own heart. He kind of think like I do. See, that's what you got to do. You got to think like the Most High. Now, you ain't going to think over him, but you got to think sort of like him. Be similar in your thinking. And What was King Dawood thinking? I love the Most High with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you know what it meant? You know what King Dawood used to do before he did anything? He would cry to the Most High, I need help. I ain't got no answers. I don't know nothing. Help me out, because I don't know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And I'm not going to be presumptuous or lean to my own understanding. That's the kind of heart you got to have. And love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself. What does that mean? Well, you first got to love yourself. Because if you don't love what you look like in the mirror, you'll hate anything that remotely looks like you. It's virtually impossible to hate yourself, what you look like in the mirror, and try to change it up like Michael Jackson, then try to love me. It's not going to happen. So you got to love what you look like Cartrell said, what the Most High made you to be, instead of letting them denigrate you, take your dignity away from you, calling you animals, monkeys, niggas, and so on and so forth. And you accede to that, and you become that. Stop becoming what your oppressors want you to be, and become what the Most High sees you as you are, and then thirst after righteousness. What does that suggest to you? Well, I just can't read the Most High word one time. That's not enough. I got to read, meditate on it morning, noon, and night. It's got to walk with me, talk with me, and got to be with me every stretch of the way. That's where you got to be. Because otherwise, we'll continue to be the broken people, the scattered people, the smattered people that we are. And you're not going to change this because you want to be in a special, splendid group. You're going to change this by doing what the Most High, and you're not going to change anything. The Most High is going to change it because you're following his mandates. And that's the only way it's going to change. May the Most High bless you. We love you. Cartrell, Sister Hootie, and Ezekiel, you want to say something to our brothers and sisters before we go?
Have a good evening. Most High bless us. Lalato.
Lalato.
Have a blessed rest to all. And Most High willing, we'll see y'all or hear y'all or be on the phone with y'all tomorrow at the same time again. Shalom.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. And bless and praise his holy name. We love you. Shalom. And good night.
We're broken people now.
But be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got them eyes on the prize, and inside them, damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name. Right now, I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now, but won't ever let you down. Won't let you down,
down, down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now.
Giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it, cat it right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. Between our streets, we're broken people now. We're broken people now.